traveling along with Jesus on the way to Jerusalem. When you start a journey, we always have a destination at the end. Jesus is on the road from Caesar Philippi with Jerusalem in his destination to die. They were on the way up to Jerusalem when Jesus, leading the way, and the disciples were astonished, with those who followed were afraid. Again, he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him. "We're going up to Jerusalem," he said, "and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, who will spit on him, flog him and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise." Can you imagine Jesus walking ahead? He knows what will happen when he gets to Jerusalem. But he is ready. The disciples are following behind Jesus. They are afraid. They do not want to go to Jerusalem. So Jesus takes them aside to talk to them. He wants them to know that he came to die. When the people kill Jesus, it's not a mistake. It's a plan, all part of God's plan. The disciples still think that they're going to Jerusalem to rule. They think that they will become important people. They think that they will be rulers in Jesus' kingdom. Kings do not serve, do they? Kings sit on high seats. Kings tell people to serve them. This is what James and John thought. Jesus was the king, and they want to sit next to him. They want to rule over other people. But the king was different. King Jesus came to save. He did not come for himself. He came for other people. He came to give his life for others. So Jesus has a lesson for all the disciples and those who follow him. Jesus is telling them and us, truly, that we need to become like him. We must be ready to be last, not to be first. Jesus calls them together and says, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord over them, and the other high officers exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave over all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Do you love Jesus because he served you? So will you be a servant too? How will this show in your life? This is the third time in Mark that Jesus says why he came. In Mark 1:38, he came to preach the gospel. Mark 2:17, he came to call sinners. Now in Mark 10:45, Jesus says that he came to serve and die. Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve. Jesus did not have servants, but he came to serve. He came to die for his people. He paid the ransom to set sinners free. He paid the price with his own blood. Jesus came to give his life for people like us, like me. He paid the price to set his people free. He died so that we could all live. Do you love Jesus because he gave so much? Have you received his free gift? Will you receive his love, his forgiveness, his life? In Mark chapter 8 to 10, Jesus is teaching his disciples. He wants them to understand that he will die. They must not be important. They must be willing to suffer, because Jesus will suffer. So what does Mark now tell us in this story? Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." Probably didn't say it in that manner, but he said, "Go." So they called the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped up, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. The blind man teaches the disciples an important lesson. The disciples still think, the disciples still do not see why Jesus came. The blind man sees more than they do. He does not want to be important like the disciples. He just wants Jesus to show his love. Bartimaeus knew that Jesus was the right person. Bartimaeus knew that Jesus could give him something much better than money. Bartimaeus called Jesus son of David. He understood that Jesus is the king who God has sent. He asked Jesus to have mercy on him because he has a great need and Jesus has great love. He believed Jesus made a blind man see and that he would listen. So he shouted. He would not be quiet until Jesus answered him. Jesus did not tell him to be quiet. Instead, Jesus asked him this great question. "What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," Jesus said. "Your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Jesus never disappoints people who trust in him. The blind man sees. What do you want Jesus to do for you? Of course, Jesus can still heal. But Jesus came to give us something more important. Jesus came to give his life on the cross. Do you want to receive his gift of free forgiveness? Are you ready to follow Jesus like the blind man? Then ask and you receive, just like the blind man. Let us pray. Almighty God, we really thank you for Bartimaeus, because, you know, he knew more than what the disciples wanted. And Lord, out of this reading, it's a great understanding that we've been able to learn that they thought they were going to be great. They thought they were going to be important people. They thought they were going to be ruling in this great kingdom of Jesus Christ. Bartimaeus was a blind man, couldn't see, but he had that great, wonderful faith that he'd given him, knowing that all he had to do was ask and he received. So, Almighty God, as we go about in our small groups and we talk about the different things about this the service this morning, we just pray that you give us that insight, that knowing our lives, may we take up the cross and follow Jesus and show it in our lives. And we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.